Network Marketing 2.0, episode 079. For show notes, more marketing training, free training, and resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from My Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to answer a question that I received from Joe. Is network marketing business opportunities the best route to entrepreneurship? Is network marketing business opportunity the best route to entrepreneurship? That is a very interesting question. It's a very good question. I happen to feel a little bit different from probably most of your network marketing gurus. All right. It really depends on who you are as a person. Is it the best route? It depends on the individual. You know, there are some people that really, really should not, number one, be trying to build a business. And unfortunately, network marketing have a tendency to attract the whole world. Network marketing is that equal opportunity platform for entrepreneurs. But because it's equal opportunity, it attracts quite a lot of people. Just yesterday, I had somebody try to call my phone number that I have in the emails. That number is actually preserved there to receive voicemails. Okay. And most of the people that leave messages on this voicemail happen to be those type of people that I told you about. And the people that are entrepreneurs, that are true entrepreneurs, they see something, they see an opportunity, they recognize it. They're not the first to think something is a scam and they join, especially when we're talking about $1, $7, $10 trials. They join, they try it out. They are making informed decisions. But the other type of people that unfortunately network marketing attract are people that are broke, people that don't have a job, people that lost their jobs, or people that never really kept a job. You know, there's a type of people that lost their job. Those people are not necessarily bad quality of prospects. You know, people can lose their job. But the type of people that really never kept a job, just a regular, steady, stable job, those kind of people, unfortunately, we attract them in network marketing. So if that person comes to me and is asking me, is network marketing business opportunity the best route to entrepreneurship? I'm probably going to tell them that no, it's not. Not only that, entrepreneurship is probably not for you. You need to go find a job. Okay, because entrepreneurship is not for everyone. So just in the same token that entrepreneurship is not for everyone, network marketing business opportunities is not necessarily, they are not for everyone as well. But is it the best route to entrepreneurship? It's a good stepping stone. Okay, it can be a very good route. You can raise a lot of money. You can learn a lot about leadership and marketing, which you're going to need in any other business anyway. Okay, but is it long term? Is it the way to retirement? I'm going to tell you right now. Again, there are quite a few of these big gurus out here that are still training that network marketing is better than anything else. Well, many of them have sold their positions. You know why? Because it's not long term. Many of them are not necessarily actively building a downline any longer. You know why? Because it's not long term. You got to start thinking network marketing 2.0. That's the whole point of network marketing 2.0, because it's based on your passion. It's based on you giving value, the value that you already have, into this world. Now, if you have to leverage a partnership with a network marketing, traditional network marketing company to get to where you want to get to, absolutely, it's a good route to full-blown entrepreneurship and possible retirement long-term. But is it the holy grail of them all? No, it's not. It really depends on your personality. You have to be willing to be a salesperson, or at least be really good at marketing. Okay, if you can create exposure, if you can open a lot of people's awareness. If you can put eyeballs on business presentations, you can make a lot of money without even doing a lot of work in network marketing, in traditional network marketing. But if you think it's just the holy grail for everybody, first of all, you're mistaken, because the average person in network marketing, just like in any other profession, are not making money. They're making less than $10 per month. So if you're one of those people that are making less than $10 per month, you may want to reevaluate your journey. You may want to, at the very minimum, upgrade to network marketing 2.0, which means you're willing to learn marketing. You're also willing to learn attraction marketing. You're willing to turn this into a real skill set. You're willing to turn into a professional marketer. Okay, that's what network marketing 2.0 is all about. It involves you becoming an entrepreneur for real and learning how to build a business and learning how to not accept your own excuses, learning how to be the leader, learning how to take charge, learning how to stop complaining about being broke and just looking for a way to get to your destination, to get to your goals. So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated on this episode, and I'll see you on the next one. And peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.